from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah. Hey, Lucas, do you want to pay off your milk toast tease?
What were you talking about?
It was a really good tease. Thank you very much.
And good that I had to bring it back up.
So good that we can't. I don't even remember it. Anyway,
my show.
Go ahead.
Let's go back and hear what Fred Warner told Kay Adams one more time about Brock Purdy last week.
From day one, I've been a Brock Purdy fan, and I always will be. I think he's one of the best in the league, and soon he will be the best, undisputed, right? But, you know, practice, I'm not even about to talk about no practice. I mean,
right.
People want to make something out of practice with interceptions and all that other stuff. Listen, you obviously have never been in the NFL if you're out there writing stories about interceptions in practice. But like Debo mentioned, he's going against one of the best defenses in the league. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, it's all good. We're not worried about that.
That was about him throwing interceptions in training camp. I don't know if you caught the most eye-popping part of that answer, but he said that soon Brock will be the undisputed best quarterback in the league.
We did catch that, yes.
Okay, good.
We just did 20 minutes on it.
Well, right? Kind of moved on to talking about Caleb and all that. You know, we're circling back. It's what we're doing here.
Bring it back, y'all.
Yeah, thank you. Number one, I want the answer from you guys. What are the odds? You know, we have Patrick Mahomes, who is clearly the best quarterback in the league and has at least another 7, 8, probably 10 years of being the top of the line. What are the odds that any time in the near future, Brock Purdy can become the greatest quarterback in the NFL? Is that even remotely possible?
It doesn't seem like it. But we're also still very, very early. I mean, I would see, this is where the draftism part to me actually becomes a little bit relevant.
Well, this to me is where the whole conversation becomes really muddied, because if you look at just last year, he had statistically the best year. So just on quarterback alone, he last year statistically was the best quarterback in football.
That's a good point.
Now, the guy who won the Super Bowl is on a 6-year run, unlike one we've ever seen. So what does it really mean to be the best quarterback undisputed in football? Does it mean that you have the best stats? Does it mean you win the most? So that for me is the part I always have the toughest.
Here's what I would say.
The most difficulty getting past.
Yeah. If I'm starting a franchise right now, I want this guy leading my team just for one season. Like the best quarterback.
Yeah, okay.
I want him as my quarterback for one season.
And if I can answer your question, the odds are 1 in a million. That Brock Purdy becomes that person.
Right.
Over the next 10 years, if you're going to throw every player into a hat and you get to draft your quarterback, he's not getting taken first.
No, I agree. And that's kind of what I mean by this is where the draft is, in part, while it annoys the hell out of me and I think it's often ridiculous, this is where it does come into play. Because the only thing that I think we can unequivocally say about this at this time, Brock Purdy will never be the most physically talented quarterback in the NFL. I don't even see how that's possible. He's never going to have the same raw athletic ability of a Mahomes, of a Lamar, and now of a Caleb Williams. You know, Jaden Daniels, high hopes there too. He might get snapped in half. He's so small, but you know what I mean? Like, Lamar felt that way for a while too, and he's the MVP of the league. So it can work in ways that it didn't used to work because of the different rules. But what you said, Dibs, is kind of an interesting way to look at it. My secondary answer would be even more than one in a million, because even if Brock does become the best quarterback in the league, no one will acknowledge it.
Right.
No one will acknowledge it. And then that becomes subjective. I would love it, especially in football, if we found a new word. Is Tom Brady the greatest quarterback of all time? I'd argue no. He's the most accomplished. His team has won the most Super Bowls. He's absolutely fantastic. But I am one of those who believes that, like, you know, maybe there are other people who could have been in the exact same situation who might have been able to put up a similar result. If Aaron Rodgers was on the Patriots for all of those years and then went to the Bucs for one, could he have done the same thing? Probably not, but maybe. Maybe.
Well, this is where
Peyton Manning, could he have done that?
This is where it gets into the muddy area for me, because the things that Tom Brady provided that team, leadership and all the rest of it, you know, taking less money and all these other things. And you mentioned Aaron Rodgers, and he doesn't strike me as being the same kind of guy as Tom Brady. They're different people. So how would the person, yes, his skill set is unbelievable. Aaron Rodgers can make all the throws, and he's one of the most accurate quarterbacks in the history of the game, but the personality fit might not have been there. So I do like what you said about best versus accomplished, because, you know, Patrick Mahomes might be both. He might be the best quarterback in football now, and he is the most accomplished among those currently playing. So he kind of threads the needle, but Brock Purdy might become one of the most accomplished quarterbacks of all time. He already has 4 playoff wins, which is more than most of the guys who are even playing right now in the NFL.
Well, that's actually a fun way to look at it. Okay, just right now, first of all, how do you quantify accomplishments as a quarterback?
It's in wins.
Okay.
Wins.
What kind of wins?
That's a great question.
Really, thank playoff you. Wins, but okay. To get playoff wins, you have to be pretty good in the regular season. That, for me, is accomplishments.
NFL quarterback playoff wins. All right. Most quarterback playoff wins.
Yeah.
Active quarterbacks. How many have more playoff wins than Brock Purdy? Active QBs.
I've gone through this before, and I think the number is 5.
Shoot. I'm having a really, really hard time getting the active. Here we go. Most QB. Okay, I got it. I got it. I got it. Yes.
You got it.
How many? What did you say? 5?
5 is the answer I had.
It's higher than that. It's higher than that.
Is it 6?
You want to try to just name them? Try to name them.
Well, Mahomes would be one.
The answer is 8.
8 active quarterbacks have more than 4?
Correct.
Okay.
That's, we're all in agreement there, right? Brock Purdy has 4 playoff wins. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. He is 4-2 in the playoffs. You give him the Philly loss and the Kansas City one, right? Okay. Go ahead.
Mahomes 8 would be one, yeah.
Patrick Mahomes is 1, yes.
The aforementioned Aaron Rodgers.
That's 2. And they are 1st and 2nd, by the way, current. Active QBs with more
Russell
playoff
Wilson,
wins.
I think, is still playing.
Russell Wilson is number 4. Okay. That is correct.
Figure Joe Burrow, he went on a run.
Joe Burrow has 5.
Josh Allen makes the playoffs every single year.
Josh Allen has 5.
My guy Joe Flacco is still active,
Very
I believe.
Very good. Joe Flacco has 10 playoff wins. That's number 3 on the active list. There are 2 more.
QBs with more.
And I'm going to look you in the eye right now and tell you, one of them you should really get, and then the other one is crazy, but you should also kind of really get. You have some
It's got to be hanging there, big guy. There'll be brighter days ahead.
Jared Goff has five. That
he
is correct.
He has five. Okay.
He's got five. There is one more active quarterback who has more playoff wins than Brock Purdy.
I've been on a roll lately. See if I can keep this going. Man.
You're going to laugh your tuckus off when
it's
you.
It's not Dak. I know that. And I. Is it?
It's definitely not Dak.
It's not Lamar Jackson either. It should be. That guy, all he does is lose, no matter what.
Dak and Lamar have together don't have more than Brock Purdy.
That's
awkward.
How about that? Matthew Stafford
is.
Put it on the.
Incorrect. Matthew Stafford also has four.
Oh, God. Who is it?
Think hard.
I just
Come
did.
Come on, man.
I was on a run.
Think out of the box, but think like, you know, right here.
Oh, Josh Dobbs?
No.
Oh, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Jimmy's
got more than four.
He's got five.
Oh, my God.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Does it count? Are they counting the ones where he just stood there and watched Tom Brady?
Yes. Yes. And they're counting the ones where he just handed the ball off the whole time, too.
Right. Came in for a kneel down.
Yeah.
Those count. Jimmy Garoppolo.
Well, no, he doesn't get the ones where.
Play.
You have to start. You have to start the game. You know, not when you're watching Tom.
Okay.
But when you're just handing the ball off to Raheem Mostert the whole time, you get that.
Okay.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Wow.
Yeah. So, by the way, just try this on for size. In this moment, if you freeze the list, Brock Purdy's next playoff win will put him in a tie for fifth place on the active list.
Yeah.
He's 23.
Yeah.
He's 23. So if we're going to start.
He just turned 24.
Okay,
but,
whatever. Anyway, you just have a birthday.
Yeah,
good for him.
Happy
birthday, Brock. Like, if you want to talk about this in terms of accomplishments, then you sort of suddenly get to a spot where you're like, Fred's absurd comment doesn't actually sound so absurd.
Well, it does because you're dealing with Patrick Mahomes, who is, you know, how many playoff wins does he have?
Well, okay, but if
40?
If we remove the whole, like, he's going to be the unquestioned best and just said, like, because Fred could have, he wasn't asked a question there about Brock. He didn't have to say that. He could have just said, I don't think there's any offense taken if Fred Warner is just like, we feel like Brock Purdy is already one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and that's only going to be solidified over the next decade.
And just think about the company that he will keep with one more playoff win. You mentioned Russell Wilson. He is a Hall of Famer, probably.
I think eventually, but he's descending. He's descending.
Aaron Rodgers is a Hall of Famer.
Right.
Mahomes is in the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Flacco is a little bit of an anomaly. He's
probably
not a Hall of Famer,
probably
but
not.
He's a guy who's played a ton and, who else would be ahead of him at that point?
Nobody. Those would be the four.
And the case is made then that he is among Hall of Fame caliber players who are still playing football today.
That's the arc of the people that are at five, except for Garoppolo. I guess Jared Goff would be kind of a head-scratching question mark there, but Josh Allen and Joe Burrow statistically are absolutely on that track, all still relatively young players. But look, I don't know where this roster is going to go over the next handful of years or whatever, but that kind of leads me to the next point. And we wanted to rock this. This is also
really quick before you get to
go
it.
Go ahead.
Jimmy Garoppolo got credit for a postseason win in which he played two offensive snaps in 2014 for the Patriots. So really, he only has four playoff wins.
Why did he get credit for that?
I don't know.
He played.
It makes no sense.
No, you have to start to get the win. You have to start.
He's won four playoff games where he was the starting quarterback. 4-2 as a member of the Niners.
That's a weird list then. There's all kinds of people who have played in playoff games. They don't get a win for that.
He played two offensive snaps in a 45-7 Patriots win over the Colts.
Were they
the
first two snaps?
I don't think so.
I doubt it. Gutsy, though.
Yeah. Then he's only got four.
Yeah.
He's only got four. So move Brock up to eighth then on the list. It's tied for eighth. Not ninth.
Take that buzzer back.
Yeah, take the buzzer back.
Yeah, thank you.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. Why would you give him a credit for that? If that's the case, I'm taking Brock's loss in Philadelphia off of his list.
There you go.
He did not play in
he
most of it.
He started that game, though.
He did. Anyway, doesn't matter. Point is this. That's why I get very confused when I hear people say, well, boy, Super Bowl or bust, because this window is closing. The Niners Super Bowl window is closing. Kay Adams, up in Adams FanDuel TV, asked George Kittle about the Super Bowl window. Listen to this exchange.
What's your relationship with the window?
Like window open and closing?
Just like you want to win it with these guys.
Oh, you're, yeah, I would
love
to.
These are your brothers. So what's your relationship with the window?
A couple years ago, someone asked me about, is the window closing? I was like, if you guys are telling me it's closing, I guess.
To you, the window's half open.
I think that at any moment, you could just throw a chair through the window and just break it right open. Like, it is what it is. We have the guys on the roster we have. And John and Kyle have done a great job about figuring out how to keep our best players on the roster. And I think they're going to continue to figure out those ways. And, hey, we lose guys every single year, and we figure out ways to bring other guys back. And so whatever happens, happens. And the thing is, for this year, it's like, why do I care what's going to happen next year? If we can get the job done this year, then next year will just take care of itself, and we'll figure out that problem next year.
Okay, he's got a lot of different stuff in there. Because the thing at the end about, like, yeah, who cares about next year? We're doing this year. I buy that. But what he said right before that I find even more important, which is that he's saying the regime here has found a way to replace players. And that is an omnipresent thing that will always be true for every NFL team, every year, all the time.
Yeah.
So it's weird to me that, like, in our minds, we've decided, and I'll grant you that this is hard, but we've decided that when Kittle goes and Debo goes and Fred Warner goes, that's it. There's not going to be anybody good that replaces those guys. There's no way to do that, whether it be through the draft, free agency. The only thing that changes in my mind is it becomes just a...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
A little bit harder. All you have is a little bit less financial flexibility, because CapSchmap, don't forget that now.
Yeah, I think it's a lot harder than you're making it.
I think it's only a little.
I think it's a lot, because the difference between having these guys who you know are good or having those guys who you don't know are good. So right now you have good players and they're on your team. They know your scheme and they're really good. And whatever happens after Debo and Brandon and Christian and George and Trent, when they all leave, you're right. You're going to keep playing football. You're going to have somebody who plays left tackle. You're going to have a tight end who probably wears a number in the 80s. Maybe he's a single digit guy. I don't know, but he's going to be a blocker and a pass catcher. But will those players be as good as these players? That's the part that's hard.
Right. But I mean, we sat here when Joe Staley was about to retire. we sat here and went, the 49ers, they've got a left tackle problem.
They did.
What the hell are they going to do? And then all of the sudden, somebody hit the breaking news sounder, and nobody ever thought about Joe Staley again. I don't mean that. I'm sorry, Joe. You were great. You were great. But in 10 minutes, everyone was like, bye, Joe. Thanks for your career. We appreciate you. Why can't stuff like that keep happening?
It can.
That's my only point.
It's allowed to.
Let me give you an example, another example of the whole idea of like what's happening around a good quarterback. Where do you think the Buffalo Bills sit this year on the list in the Super Bowl odds?
Oh, they're further down than I think, but they're probably like 20 to 1, sixth on the list.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They are tied for sixth on the list, plus 1,500.
Okay, Grandy?
Is that 20 to, where was it? Plus 1,500.
Okay. Yep.
They are tied with the Bengals and the Texans.
Okay.
They are not, and by the way, narrowly behind the Eagles and the Lions. They're right there. There's the Niners and the Chiefs, and then there's everybody else for that matter. Yeah. The Ravens are kind of.
The Ravens,
of,
yeah.
They're the clear number three. And then there's a bunch of just like whatever. But this is a team that is expected to be a top 10, maybe top 5 team in the NFL this year. Now, what did they just do with their receiving core?
Receivers go bye-bye.
They put them all in a bucket, and they dumped them out on the floor, and they made a new puzzle. And the receivers that are going to be running around, there you go. Those receivers running around for the Bills this year, nobody knows really anything. We've decided that Curtis Samuel is Deebo Samuel light. I know Keon Coleman is the rookie. Is Khalil Shakir still there? There's your receiving core. Essentially, what the Bills just did in getting rid of Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis is a poor man's version of if the Niners next year went, gosh, Deebo or Brandon? Brandon or Deebo? Tell you what, let's get rid of both of them.
They might.
And the world came back and went, we still think you're good. We totally, totally still think you're good. And the reason the world still thinks they're good is because people believe in Josh Allen. That's right. It. You have a franchise quarterback. We believe in you. And for whatever reason, I know it's early, but Brock is not there yet. He's not there yet.
Well, he won't be there until you see him do it without the talent that he's had around him.
Josh Allen
hasn't. That's what people are going to hold against him.
But Josh Allen hasn't done it and hasn't gone nearly as far as Brock in the playoffs. But people believe it. In fact, Josh led the world in turnovers last year.
Yeah, but the years prior to that, when they didn't have a stupendous receiving core and he started to show that he was able to win games on his own, which is another one of those cliches that drives me crazy in football when you've got 11 men out there pulling on the same rope. But Josh Allen, it's more than just the draftism. He looks the part more than Brock Purdy does.
Well, of course.
Big,
he's a physical
big arm.
Freak.
Yeah. He can run it. It's hard to bring him down and all the rest of it. The kid had a fireball. So I think that Brock has a lot of biases against him. And part of it is Shanahan, the play sheet, and the team around him.
Sure.
So, and that's where so many people are glomming on to last night, like you were saying before. See, this is Brock without stars around him. He's ordinary.
Christy texted in with an interesting point. What do you think about this? She said, Brock is not going to get the respect until Kyle cuts down on the run game.
Okay.
You can't have the number one running back in the league and then say your quarterback is the guy.
That's a fair point. And, you know, they threw it the 32nd most out of 32 teams, and that's just going to be the way it is. Kyle Shanahan wants it to be a 50-50 split. It's what he said on the TK show, the Tim Kawakami podcast. I was listening to it, and that's what Kyle wants. So that's going to be the way it goes, and Brock's probably never going to lead the league
right
in yards.
Yeah, like, by the way, I'm not running around looking for, like I'm Brock Purdy's personal... ego coach.
You are.
No, I don't think he's the best quarterback in the league, and I don't think he ever will be. Okay. But could he end up being one of the most accomplished? I'd argue he kind of already is. And he's 23/4, whatever, when he ever had a birthday.
24.
He is.
Yeah.
When was his birthday?
December. He was born in December of 99.
Oh, wait. He's been 24 for that long?
Yeah, because I was looking for Bo Nix.
He's about to turn 25 during this season.
You know, you were talking up Bo Nix, and I was thinking, man.
Bo Nix is 38.
Well, he actually is 2 months younger than Brock Purdy.
Okay.
He's also 24, but it had me thinking about, because you said something about this year's rookie crop and how they actually might be some good players
among
these quarterbacks. And I do think a large part of it is the maturity of a Bo Nix. You were talking about how, you know, the game's kind of slow for him and he's able to remain calm. And I was looking, he's 24 and he spent 3 years at Auburn. Then he went to Oregon. So these QBs with a lot of college experience, hint, hint, Brock Purdy, who played a ton in Iowa State.
Yeah, they can hit the ground running a little
better. Exactly, because they have more experience and then they're older people. That's why I'm interested to see Michael Penix, who I think is older than Purdy and Bo Nix. He's probably 25,
really?
I think.
I know he'd been around in college for a while. Michael Penix is also
24. Yeah.
Also 24.
So he's actually three months younger than Bo Nix.
Yeah, he turns in May. In May, he'll turn 24.
But yeah, I do think that...
Or turn 25, sorry.
The conversation becomes interesting for me around, like, accomplished. Is he the best quarterback? No. But could he be the most accomplished? Absolutely.
Yeah,
and it's because he's on a winning team.
For sure. For sure, for sure. But in the end, yeah. What's up?
Sorry, never mind.
Okay. No, Grandy was waving at me. I know what was going on. Anyway, point being is there is a hidden thought when I hear people say that. The Niners are in their Super Bowl window and it's closing. I know you don't mean this. But what I hear when you say that, not you, Dibs, but anyone, when you say that, what I hear is you're not fully sold on Brock Purdy yet. And that's fine. I'm not even arguing that that's like, I'm not arguing against that. But that's what I hear when you say the Niners Super Bowl window is closing. What I hear there is some uneasiness about Brock Purdy on some level, because what you're saying is he is a product of what's going on around him. We love the team that's around him. They are going to be getting older. By the way, the second hidden thing I hear, I don't trust Kyle and John to find new talent. That's what I hear.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.